Welcome to the Sports Cast, February 1st, 2018. We got George Andres Montoya. George, welcome to the Sports Cast.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
So, George, Super Bowl predictions. What do you think? Patriots, Eagles?
It's a tough one, man. I think it's going to be a close game. I'm biased. I mean, I'm rooting for the Eagles. But I mean, you can never count out the Patriots. You know, it's one of those teams that they always find a way to win, even when they're behind.
And like the whole matchups, do you think who has a better defense? Who has a better offense? What's up with that?
Yeah, well, I mean, the Eagles, I think, have the better defense. I think their advantage is their defensive line. They have a lot of great players there. Obviously, the offense, you would have to give it to the Patriots. It's one of those things where can they stop Gronk, you know, working down the middle. And Mendola has been clutch lately too. So just be curious to see how they match up to with Gronk. Maybe Malcolm Jenkins will be on him for a little bit, or even the linebacker. Who knows? But yeah, I'm curious to see how Nick Foles really, how he reaches the challenge, you know, go up against a Super Bowl contending team like the Patriots and see how he could lead this team from behind. I think the Eagles will be behind at one point. So I'm curious to see if they could come back and win, you know.
Okay, here are a few matchups. What do you think? Brandon Cooks versus Jalen Mills.
Interesting. Well, I mean, Brandon Cooks, I mean, I think he has an advantage there. I think he's a great hand. He has a good rapport with Brady, and he's really, really fast. So even though he's been kind of quiet lately in the playoffs, I don't think he's done much that I can remember. I was watching the last couple games. But definitely, I think Cooks have the better matchup there.
Amendola versus Patrick Robinson.
Yeah, I think this one's, I think it's more of a, I think Amendola has more of an edge as well here. I mean, I don't think the Eagles have their, I think their strong points is really is a defensive line and their safety. Malcolm Jenkins, I think, is one of their top players. So their cornerbacks really is their weak point. So I think that's what they're going to use to attack them with, you know.
Tom Brady under pressure.
Yeah, I think that's the key of the game right there. I think you saw when Brady played the Jaguars, and when he had pressure early on in the first half, he struggled a little bit, you know. They lost rhythm with his throws. And in the second half, they actually started protecting him better, and they actually made a comeback. So I think really it comes down to the defensive line for the Patriots, and see if they could get a lot of pressure on Brady, or it'll keep him off the field as well. So I think that's really the key point. Pressure on Brady.
Aguilar versus Eric Rowe.
Yeah, Aguilar has been a player that's actually improved a lot this year. I know last year he didn't do much, and he's been a great, actually, he has some clutch plays throughout the year for the Eagles, and I think that was going to be a pretty even matchup. I think they're both kind of the same player on both ends. I really think Alshon Jeffrey is really the guy, and Zach Ertz. Those are the bigger, I think, mismatches the Eagles will take advantage of.
Nick Foles and the run pass option.
The run pass option, yeah, they're gonna do that a lot in the game. You know, they have these big running backs that they use to create those mismatches. You know, if you keep the linebackers basically at play there, you know, they keep them even out. You know, they can't overplay the pass or overplay the run, so they use those backs really well in Philadelphia. Ajayi and LeGarrette Blount, I think they're just monsters in there. You know, they just I think if they're ahead, they want to take time out of the clock and just pound the Patriots defense. That's really the key. You know, I think when you saw when the Patriots played the Jaguars, you know, the Jaguars were ahead in the beginning of the game. They were running the ball a lot more. They kind of went a little bit off their game in the second half, but I think that's really the key. You know, bring pressure on Brady on the defensive end. Like Graham and Jordan again, all these guys that are very, very good. And also, if their Eagles are ahead, they want to just pound the ball with LeBron and Glenn and Ajayi, and just take a lot of time off of possessions so the Brady doesn't get the ball back.
Who do you think the Eagles will use more, Blunt or Ayahi?
Mean, I think really, I mean, lately it's really been who's has the hot hand. I mean, I think early on they used Ajayi more, and then the Blunt kind of took. But I really think whoever came the best is going to do well. Ajayi has been, you can't kind of block, as a revenge game kind of thing. So he's gonna be fired up for that game. And I think they're both kind of equally used, really. See what happens. I'm excited to see what goes on.
So tell me, what are your thoughts over the Alex Smith trade?
I was actually a little surprised, I ain't gonna lie. I mean, those were the rumors that he would probably get traded. I just don't think. I mean, Alex Smith is a guy. He's a winner. He's been consistent. He's actually had a great year this year. If it was me, I would never would have traded him. I think I would have kept him and the other guy behind him, Mahomes. He has a lot of promise, but I think he's still a young player that he could still develop more for a longer periods of time. But the rest of the game, Alex Smith, kind of surprised me in the sense they didn't want to keep Kirk Cousins. And I don't really know if he's necessarily a better fit than kind of Cousins. I think they're both kind of close. But I think really is which weapons are you going to have around Alex Smith to keep him, playing at a Pro Bowl level, because Kansas City, man, he had a lot of weapons. He had Kelce. And he had fat, I forgot the fast guy's name. He's
Hunt,
really good,
Mixon.
Yeah, he had Hunt. Yeah, he had a Hunt, the running back, and then the what's the guy's name? Receiver. I forgot his name. Kind of goes on my mind. He's really, really good. Tyreek Hill. There you go,
Oh,
Tyreek Hill.
yeah.
He was amazing. So,
That's Brett's favorite player.
exactly. They had great weapons there. So when you go to the Redskins, who do they have? They got Jamison Crowder, which towards the end of the second half of the season, he started playing really well. He had a horrible beginning of the year, and then they have the receiver. What's his name again? The guy that came from Terrell Pryor. That Terrell Pryor, which really didn't really like connect with Cousins at all year. It was kind of disappointing. They thought he was gonna be a breakout player for them. So who knows how he would play with Alex Smith there. So I don't think upside. I think it's one of those things where Alex Smith, you know what you're gonna get from him. He's consistent. He doesn't just turn the ball over. More of a game manager kind of quarterback, even though he's improved on his deep ball. And then you have Cousins. He's more versatile player. Probably a little bit more inconsistent at times. But I mean, I guess they needed a change from both sides of the ball, so the team. So I think the interesting trade. I'm just really now curious to where Cousins is gonna go,
Redskins have Chris Thompson, Jordan Reed,
Yeah, Chris Thompson.
and Jason and Jameson Crowder. Yeah, which Crowder did well for my fantasy last season.
Yeah, he actually picked it up towards the end. I forgot about Jordan Reed. He always gets hurt. Really good tight end. And Chris Thompson, I think he's really good talent. Unfortunately, he got hurt. I liked him a lot too in my fantasy, group.
Now, which leaves Kirk Cousins as a free agent. Where do you think he'll go?
Okay, I could be biased as well on this one. I mean, I'm a Broncos fan, so I would like him to go to Denver. I think we need a quarterback that's already proven to be a good a top 10, top 15 quarterback. I don't think we need to draft anyone. I don't think we need to gamble on a young player yet. I think we have a great defense. We have a good receivers. So really, I just think it'll be a good fit to get Cousins. Or I even thought about Alex Smith as well, actually, since now he's not available. I think Kirk Cousins is probably the best option for them. But I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up going to Arizona as well, because Arizona has a pretty good defense as well. They have, good receivers and good running back. So they might be going after him as well. So it depends on, I guess, which one gives them the better deal. But all the Broncos are saying, Von Miller and the guys on the defense, they're all kind of rooting for Kirk Cousins. So I think that's really the number one spot I think he's going to go to.
The top three options that I've been hearing have been the Broncos, the Bills, and the Jets.
Yeah, the Bills and the Jets do need quarterbacks. I just think that I think in the end, if he ends up going to one of those two teams, it would have to be because of the money. It's there, they're probably gonna pay him a lot more money than Denver or any other team could offer. But obviously, as a cousin, if I was cousin, obviously you want to pick the best chance for you to win a Super Bowl. And I think Denver, maybe later on Arizona, have better teams that could surround him. So the Jets and the Bills are still kind of young there, and they have a lot of holes in their offense and their defense. So I think those are places he might end up, but I think it's unlikely,
Because once Kirk goes to the Broncos, the Broncos become a Super Bowl contender automatically.
Yeah, this year the Broncos was just awful at quarterback. They had no consistency. Just, I mean, it was they started off so good, and then like out of nowhere, they just weren't consistent, throwing up a lot of interceptions. Just a lot of horrible decision making from the quarterback position. So with Kirk Cousins, automatically, you would assume that this team could easily go from a what 5-6 win team this year to at least a 10-12 win team. So yeah, they're automatically playoff contenders, and obviously the AFC is not as strong as the NFC. So the Patriots will compete with the, I mean, the, I'm sorry, the Broncos will compete with the Patriots and the Steelers. For the AFC. I guess supremacy next year. So
The
I really want
Broncos,
Cousins to go to the Broncos. I'd be excited for that.
yeah, because the Broncos have the package. All they need is a quarterback, and that's it. They're green lighted. They're ready to go.
Yeah, they need some help on the old line as well. And who knows, they might have to get rid of some players maybe. So who knows what they're going to address in the draft. I'm just curious to see what they do in the, cause I think they have, the Broncos have a fifth round pick. I mean, a first round, fifth overall pick, I think, this year. So I'm curious to see what they're going to do with that. Are they going to trade it to get someone, or are they going to use the O line? I don't know if Kirk Cousins, I'm not sure how that whole contract issue is. If they go for Kirk Cousins, do they have to give up a the draft pick? Maybe they will. I don't know how that's going to work, play out,
Switching gears to the NBA, what are your thoughts over the Blake Griffin trade?
mean, that was a, I don't know. For me, it was kind of a very weird kind of trade because they just signed them last year for what, like $117-120 million contract to
Yeah.
stay for like the future of the team, and then they automatically just decided to trade him for. Even though I think the Pistons gave up a lot for him, and I think it was a first round pick. If I'm not mistaken, they're gonna get like a top pick next year
Correct.
for great Blake Griffin. So yeah, with that. I don't know. I think the Pistons are obviously got better with him. They probably could compete for the playoffs. I don't know how much, how well he would actually fit into the team. It was something that you would have to kind of see how it plays out. But it's one of those things where people were talking about, and I was reading some articles on ESPN. They were saying like, well, there's no loyalty with, the players have no loyalty with the teams, or like it's a business at the end of the day, and some of the players, they get traded away, even though the team promises them like a big contract where they're going to finish their career and retire here, and then out of nowhere, halfway through the season, they're going to trade you, So in the end, it's just business. In the end, everyone does the best for their families and for the team, and you can never be safe,
Exactly. We'll see what happens. And it seems like LA just has DeAndre Jordan, but he may go to Cleveland. Also, the coach, Doc Rivers, is kind of lost it, I've heard. He's lost the locker room. So, Clippers have been dismantled.
Yeah, once Chris Paul kind of left, that was kind of, I think, that was like the team together. So it is interesting to see what's going on there. They had a great team. Now it's kind of like they're just kind of rebuilding again, I guess they want to do. To say they might just clean house, and Doc Rivers is still a great coach. I don't know what's going on in the locker room there. I haven't really heard it, read too much into that. But yeah, basically throwing up their white flag saying they're done. They're not even going to compete. So they're going to rebuild.
New ownership, We'll see what happens. Okay, and the very last segment of the show, what is your Super Bowl predictions, score and everything?
Ooh, the score. Man, I don't know. Like, I mean, I really don't want to see a blowout from either side because that'd be kind of boring, disappointing. So I do want to see like a close game. I really want the Eagles to win, but I just have a feeling the Patriots are going to just pull out that win and right at the end. I think it'll be a close game. If I were to predict a score, I would say maybe like 24-31, like 24-28 kind of game. You know, I don't think it'll go to the 30s either one. I think it'll be like in the 20s. I think the Eagles are playing really good defense, and who knows? I think, yeah, I don't think it'll be a high scoring game. What about you? What do you think?
I think I predicted New England to win 31-24. So,
Okay,
I mean,
solid score.
Patriots. Yeah, I mean, the Patriots are gonna find a way to win. I always think that. So, we'll see what happens. And the last, final, one more thing question is: if Nick Foles wins the Super Bowl, does he get the starting role for next year?
That's funny to think that because I mean that would be a great problem to have, wouldn't it? Like to have like, oh, Nick Foles won a Super Bowl for us, and now we have Carson Wentz there, like kind of like recuperating from his injury. I really don't think. I mean, let's just say this. Let's say Bogles does win. I mean, you got to give credit to Carson Wentz. I mean, he made them. I mean, he was incredible. You know, I think he was MVP before he got hurt. So. I don't really see how they could keep both players if they win a Super Bowl. I think Foles would want to play somewhere else if he doesn't start there. He would like to get, you know, go somewhere else. Another team are going to go after him, you know. You know, and I just don't think that Carson Wentz would be a player where they'll trade. I think they'll easily trade Foles because also now like he's probably his value is going to be up the roof. So he's still kind of young. So like I think that they would probably get a good deal for him, you know, and probably get some draft picks for him. So I think Foles will end up playing elsewhere. I think regardless of what happens, I think he will end up playing elsewhere. And the hours and Carson Wentz is the future for that team. I don't see how they could get rid of him at all.
I agree. I agree. Either way, Nick Foles will probably become a free agent or be very humble and say, as a backup, but Wentz is the quarterback of the future. He is the one that led the team majority of the way in the season. So, and he's a great quarterback. I mean, the numbers don't lie. It's all there. He's complete. Nick Foles is, is starting to get back into his rhythm. But I think Wentz is Philadelphia's quarterback. But anyways, thank you, George, for coming on to the sportscast. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me. It's
No
fun.
problem.